Blog Talk Radio.
And it turns out the whole time Elliot was actually... Oh, hello, Nats Town. Welcome to Nats Nightly, sponsored by FederalBaseball.com. This is Patrick Reddington from Federal Baseball. I've got Dave Nichols from Federal Baseball on the line. After the Nationals' 8-2 win over the Atlanta Braves, they improved to 9-1 against Atlanta this year, 71-49 overall in the year. And Dave, it was all about Ronaldo Lopez and the Braves' horrible bullpen. One run allowed on 5 hits and 7 innings pitched versus the Braves last weekend in Washington. Facing them again in Atlanta tonight with Pedro Severino behind the dish again. Dusty Baker gave him a lot of credit for calling the game last time around with when he got his first major league win. 8 Ks in a row, 3 scoreless on 48 pitches. 8 outs by K in a row, I should say. They're walking a hit in between there, I think. Matt Kemp double, a wild pitch, and a sac fly in the fourth made it 2-1 Nationals after they got out to an early lead. 10 Ks on 77 pitches and 5 innings pitched. Freddie Freeman, a one-out double, another wild pitch, a ground out, 3-2 Nats at that point. Ends up with 11 Ks total on 101 pitches, 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks. That was 11 Ks. Where did he get ground out wise? 5-1 ground out to fly out. This is a dominant performance. The Braves announcers were kind of in awe of what he was doing out there. The Braves hitters looked completely flummoxed by him. And second start in a row that he's really gone out there and impressed and filling in this fifth spot for Joe Ross. Joe Ross might want to get himself back in this rotation quick before Ronaldo Lopez locks down a spot.
Yeah, you know, this was a tremendous performance. I think Lopez will end up running up against an innings limit, much like Ross was going to either, but just a tremendous performance. I mean, like you said, he was dominant from the get-go, racked up the big strikeout totals. The Braves weren't getting, you know, solid wood on anything. I mean, they managed a couple of doubles by their two actual professional hitters, Matt Kemp and Freddie Freeman, but he just owned the rest of the lineup, the rest of the part-timers and rookies and has-beens and everybody else the Braves are trotting out there this season. But really an encouraging performance from Ronaldo Lopez earlier on when they called him up. He looked kind of overmatched, never got past the fifth inning in either of his early starts. But the last couple here against the Braves, he looks like he belongs. And again, small codicil because it is the crummy Braves, but still looks like he belongs. Obviously, along with Lucas Giolito and Eric Fetty, provides the Nats, a hope for the future to go along with what's turning out to be a pretty good present, too.
There was some talk after his last start. I don't want to spoil my post coming up for the morning like I was teasing a spoiling of Mr. Robot in the opening here. But there was some talk after his last start about he got 9 Ks in his first start. So 2 starts after that, he didn't strike out a whole lot of batters. Some writers were wondering why his strikeout stuff wasn't translating into strikeouts. Dusty Baker said that, you're looking at that wrong and that he was generating weak contact in the last start and getting outs, which was most important. But that stuff did generate strikeouts tonight. As we mentioned, 11 total of them. You're doing it pretty efficiently, too. A lot of 1-2, 2-2 counts when those strikeouts got. I was kind of charting the strikeouts for the story that I'm writing, but rack up Ks like that, keep your pitch count down for a 22-year-old starter is fairly impressive.
Yeah, and as we all know, and if we don't know it, you should know it, strikeouts do not ramp up pitch counts. Walks and base runners do. It's perfectly acceptable to be a strikeout pitcher a la Max Scherzer or Steven Strasburger or a guy that maybe you might have heard of, Nolan Ryan, who racked up huge strikeout numbers, but yet, pitch into the seventh and eighth innings. It's an absolute myth that strikeouts drive up pitch counts, and then we see it tonight. He went 7 innings, he threw 101 pitches. It looked like he was tiring there a little bit in the seventh. Dusty gave him the leash and he got the last out and completed the seventh inning, and just a tremendous performance all the way around. And you like a guy that goes out there and has a plan. I mean, the Braves, you touched on it very briefly about their bullpen. They've got a lot of guys that come out there and throw 100 miles an hour but have no idea where it's going or what they're doing with it. Ronaldo Lopez looks like he's a guy that has an idea about what he wants to do and how he wants to go about it. And if you're carving up guys, that much better for it. I mean, he had a stretch in Double A this year where he went he had 10 plus Ks in 5 out of 6 games, and this is the type of pitcher he is, and the type of pitcher we're going to see. I think it was kind of an anomaly that he had a couple of games here at the bigs where he didn't have where he only struck out a few guys, because he's got great stuff, and this is the type of pitcher he is.
Yes, in addition to that, he also provided a great quote through a translator telling reporters after the game tonight that he was anxious to get out there and was like a caged animal before he got out on the mound, and he certainly attacked the Braves hitters once he got out there. Rob Whalen on the mound for the Braves tonight gave up 6 hits, 6 runs, and 5 innings last week in Washington, a 7.31 ERA, 15 hits, 13 runs, and 16 innings pitched in 3 starts in the majors so far this season. Gets a fly to left that should have ended the first. Matt Kemp drops it, kind of nonchalanted one-handed catch there. 2-run score on the error, 2-0 at that point. It was raining at the time. Maybe that distracted him a little bit, but he obviously should have made that catch. Pedro Severino doubles to start the fifth, scores on a 2-out double by Jason Worth. I'm just trying to read my notes here, sorry. 3-1 at that point. Done after 6 innings, 112 pitches, 3 runs, 1 earned. Only gave up 1 other than the 2 that scored on that error by Kemp. So not a bad outing by Whalen, but Matt's definitely got to him again here tonight. We're able to beat him for a second time in a row.
Yeah, obviously his defense didn't help him out all that much. But, yeah, I mean, this is a guy that it seems like he's pitching in a little bad luck here in his couple of starts here in 2016. I mean, his whip is, you know, 1.2 or whatever, and the ERA over 7. You know, that's kind of pitching in bad luck if you're not putting that many base runners on, but yet they're all scoring. So this is he's a finesse pitcher. You know, he doesn't throw 90 miles an hour. He's got a long way to go if he's going to, you know, be long-term major league pitcher, right-handed pitcher, only throwing 89, you know, just barely 90 miles an hour. But, you know, like I said, pitching in bad luck a little bit here. Obviously, the start that he had against the Nats last time out, they kind of roughed him up a little bit. He looked a lot better tonight for them. The Nats, you know, didn't get a whole lot of offense. You know, they scored 8 runs, but didn't have a whole lot of offense. You know, they got benefits of some very poor pitching and bad luck by the Braves in the 8th inning. Otherwise, this was a really close game for a long time.
Yeah, touching on that 8th inning, Arodis Vizcaino came on, single, walk, hit by pitch to force in a run. 4-2 at that point. It doesn't get any better. Mauricio Cabrera comes on with the bases loaded. Clint Robinson singles to drive in a run. Danny Espinosa walks to force in a run. Pedro Severino up at the plate. Pass ball allows in another run. 7-2 at that point. Severino reaches on an error as the Braves defense kind of fails him again. 1 out later, sack fly by Trey Turner, 8-2 at that point. It's a lot closer game than it looks like in the box score at the end. The Braves were right in it until that point, but their bullpen just completely failed them.
Yeah, that 8th inning was just an absolute comedy of errors. It's just one thing after another. And Vizcaino, you know, was the Braves' closer early in the season before he hit the disabled list, was just reactivated, and he certainly showed the rust, did not look very good out there. You know, kind of victimized a little bit on the swinging bunt by Worth, which was the only hit that he gave up, but walked a couple guys. It just didn't look like he was very effective at all. And then, you know, Cabrera is one of those guys that right now is more of a thrower than a pitcher, and certainly didn't help the cause out much at all. So, yeah, the Nats were able to take advantage of a couple of breaks. They got 1 RBI single in there. They got an RBI sack fly, but other than that, it was hit by pitch, wild pitch, pass ball, walk in a run, hit by pitch for a run, just really kind of ugly there. And as somebody mentioned on Twitter, it wasn't too many years ago where we were sitting through this at Nats Park. So, you know, there's a little bit of a schadenfreude there, but, you know, you don't wish poor play on anybody, but if you do wish it on anybody, it would be the Braves and the Nets, and we got to witness a little bit of it tonight.
And I don't take any pleasure in this because I see the makings of a decent Brave team going down the line here. You mentioned the hard throwers like Vizcaino and Mauricio Cabrera, who doesn't seem to throw anything under 100 miles an hour. We got to see a little glimpse of Dansby Swanson, 0-for-4, 2 Ks tonight, but it doesn't look out of place in the major league roster. There's some talent on this team. I really like Adonis Garcia. I don't even know how old he is, honestly, but he's impressed me in the last year plus that I've seen him. There's the makings of a decent team here. It seems like they're all building towards a new stadium in 2018, and they might have to suffer through another year in between that, but you can see what they're doing. You can see how they're rebuilding this team, and they've picked up a lot of prospects in the last couple of years that can help this organization kind of get back on its feet.
Yeah, no, that's the absolute truth. I mean, you know, Swanson, and they've made a trade for a bunch of pitchers, and, you know, it was just a complete overhaul. And, you know, you kind of it's tough to watch them be so bad as they wind down their last years in Turner Field. But, you know, it's a tricky proposition trying to do a complete rebuild. You know, they held on to Freddie Freeman, and they made the – I don't particularly understand the trade for Matt Kemp, but they traded for Matt Kemp, and they signed Mike Markakis a couple of years ago. I guess they figure they have to have a couple of major league hitters in the lineup at any one time. But it's a very difficult thing to try to rebuild completely and build back up with prospects. You know, the Major League Baseball is just – you know, history is filled with prospects that don't pan out. So for every one guy that pans out, you've got four or five that don't. So it's going to be fascinating to watch the Braves grow up here in the next 2 or 3 years and see just how many of these guys do pan out and how good they get from this complete rebuild.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that Matt Kemp addition wasn't solely a please don't hate us for Freddie Freeman to give him some sort of help in the lineup, because he doesn't have much help going with what he's got right now. But like I said, I'm interested in seeing what they do in the future and how this team turns out. I agree with you. Just wrapping up some of the on-field stuff, Sean Kelly, Mark Melanson wrap up the 8th and 9th. Nationals, as I mentioned, 9-1 against Atlanta this year. If Doghouse was here, this one would be for him. The OBP KMA update, 46 games. Jason Worth ties the franchise record with Rusty Staub set with the Expos. 42 hits, 32 walks. He had a 379 OBP coming into this game. He had a two-out double in the 5th to get it going, drove in a run there, and keeps the on-base streak going. 46 games. Impressive streak by Worth, and more importantly, just good to see him contributing, even if it's not bumping up his overall numbers all that much.
Yeah, you know, and it's always a good night when you can work Rusty Staub into the conversation.
The Grand Orange, yeah.
Exactly. You know, there was some... You know, Jason Worth certainly is a shell of what he once was. And, you know, he's certainly not putting up the, you know, putting up big numbers. And 16 home runs have been nice. And we kind of talked about it early in the season where he's turned into a guess hitter, that his bat speed has slowed down to the point where, you know, he's got what's known as slider speed, bat speed, where the good fastballs are going to beat him unless he's guessing. And that, you know, when he gets a charge into them, they're still going to go a long way. But good hitters are going to make him, good pitchers are going to make him look bad. But he's been real good here. You know, in August, he's got a 300, 379, 600 line in August. So that's certainly playing very well. And it's much like, you know, much like the pops that we had to give Danny Espinosa for that 3.5 week period earlier this season. You have to give Jason Worth his props. He's not the player that he once was, but he is still contributing defensively. You know, it's and not pretty out there, but he's contributing at the plate. And obviously, you can't sniff at a 45 game on base streak. It's you know, it's a little bit gimmicky, but it's a nice thing to have, and it shows a testament that he's still contributing to this team every day, and that's more than what we can say about a couple of other guys on the 40-man roster.
We'll always have June with Espinosa, and we'll always have his defense. The off-field stuff, A.J. Cole up, Brian Goodwin got a good look at him. I think he'll be back in September, but he goes back down to AAA after they need some bullpen help after they relievers threw 16 and two-thirds innings in 3 games in Colorado. That's just a brutal number right there. Ryan Zimmerman, Jose Lobatone back in Atlanta with the team, going to be called up at some point tomorrow. Not sure what the corresponding moves are going to be there. I assume Severino goes back down to play every day for the rest of the month and then comes back up as well. But any thoughts on Cole coming up, whether he can help out at all out of the pen, and Zimmerman and Lobatone? Do you slot Zimmerman right back in there at first?
Well, I don't know the answer to those. If I were a betting man or a guessing man, I would say that since they didn't need Cole tonight, that he's going to go right back. I mean, they were able to use Mark Melancon. He only pitched once this week, so and Sean Kelly didn't pitch a whole lot in that Rockies situation either. So the guys that needed a night off got their night off. I certainly think that Severino will go when Lobatone comes back. And since they're carrying the extra pitcher, I think it'll probably be Cole that goes to activate Zimmerman. I think that that Wilmer Difo has probably showed enough usefulness that he'll stick around. But if they decide to send a position player back, it'll probably be him.
Yeah, it makes sense, too, to keep Difo until Stephen Drew is back. And with the inner ear issues and vertigo, who knows when he's going to be back. And he was having a nice year, so it's kind of disappointing for it to go like this, like it is. And I just hope he kind of gets back and can contribute down the stretch, because he has contributed all this time. But it'd be a shame if he wasn't there at the end and able to be on the field and participating. But we'll see what happens with him. What we know is that the Nats and the Braves are playing another one tomorrow at 7:10. I hadn't looked ahead to the matchups, and I have to stall while I scroll ahead. Teheran's coming back against Tanner Roark tomorrow, 7:35 start Friday night. Nationals 71-49 after the win tonight. Federal Baseball, Nats Nightly is sponsored by Federal Baseball, as I try to get this over with. I'll talk to you after tomorrow night's game.
Sounds good.
Doug has to go, Nats. I need to go to bed because I can't even finish sentences anymore.
Sure.